Hi everyone, welcome back to the Train and Be One podcast. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Aline. Today we're going to learn something very useful, defining and non-defining relative clauses.
Exactly. These clauses help us give extra information about people, places or things and our really important friends if you want to speak English naturally.
Also, later in the podcast, we'll chat about a really interesting topic, renewable energies, or as we say in Spanish, energías renovables. Did you know they're becoming more popular every day?
Oh, I didn't know that. That sounds fascinating. But first, let's listen to today's dialogue and find out how we use relative clauses while planning, for example, an event.
Listen carefully and let's get started.
Okay, Aline, so as usual, we love this fictional dialogues. I'm happier to have this podcast with you again. I don't know why I was dreaming or thinking about cats or something. I don't know why, but anyway. Well, let's concentrate now on this podcast, okay? So let's start then at our fictional dialogue. I think we are going to meet at a smart homes exposition.
Okay, so let me start. Hey, Johnny, fancy seeing you here. Are you thinking about moving to a smart home?
Hey, Aline. Well, I've always loved technology, you know. I just couldn't resist checking out the latest gadgets for apartments. And you?
Oh, I'm more into smart technology for country houses, actually. You know, cottages with solar panels, gardens watered by rain sensors, that kind of thing.
Oh, typical Aline, dreaming of your peaceful countryside escape again. Don't you find houses like that a bit too isolated, though?
Not at all. Imagine waking up every day in a quiet house that produces its own energy. It's environmentally friendly, cheaper, and honestly, it's my dream.
Oh, sounds great for you. But for me, nothing beats a modern flat in the city center. Imagine controlling everything, lights, heating, music, right from your phone. Smart apartments are just perfect.
But apartments can feel so small and crowded. I prefer space, you know, a home that can actually, where you can actually breathe.
I get that. But think about this, coming home after work, your flat automatically starts your favorite playlist, sets the perfect temperature, and even prepares coffee exactly the way you like it. How relaxing is that?
Well, you might have a point there. I saw a demonstration earlier, a smart kitchen that tells you exactly what's left in your fridge. It even orders food automatically when you're running low. It was pretty impressive, even for me.
Exactly. And do you see the apartment setup that recognizes your face at the door and unlocks automatically? Imagine never looking for your keys again.
Okay, that sounds handy. I always lose my keys. But seriously, Johnny, smart tech isn't only for city apartments. Country houses can have great automation too.
Really? Like that? Like what, for example?
Well, imagine this. Solar panels that charge batteries during the day, powering your house all night, sensors that adjust window blinds depending on sunlight, keeping the house warm or cool automatically, even a greenhouse that takes care of itself.
Okay, now you're tempting me. It sounds pretty amazing, actually. But wouldn't you miss being near cafes, restaurants, and shops?
Maybe a little. But with high-speed internet, I can still work, shop, and order takeaway from wherever I am. Plus, no noisy neighbors.
Fair point. But honestly, I think I'm too attached to city life. Automated curtains and voice control heating in my apartment. That's my idea of perfection.
I guess it's settled then. You'll visit my eco-friendly smart cottage, and I'll visit your high-tech flat.
Deal. But promise, you'll install a robot to make coffee when I come over.
Only if your apartment recognizes me at the door and prepares my tea automatically.
Done. Let's see if there's anything here we can both agree on.
Oh, that's so cool. What a funny conversation we had, Johnny. That was really nice. Now, let's dive into today's grammar point. Let's get serious there. Defining and non-defining relative clauses. Primero, ¿qué son exactamente estas relative clauses? Son frases relativas que nos ayudan a informar, a dar información extra o esencial sobre algo o alguien. Vamos a ver en detalle cómo funcionan. Ayúdanos, John.
Correcto. Vamos a poner ya una de nuestras primeras imágenes para que lo puedan ver. That's with defining relative clauses, there are essential, these are essential. They define exactly who or what we are talking about. For example, earlier we said, I saw an apartment set up that recognizes your face at the door. So that's something we said. But I think, let me just put a slide, and I think this will help our friends just to see this better.
Okay.
Very good. Huh? So there it is. There you find it. Huh? Essential information. And for example, when he said, I saw an apartment set up that recognizes your face at the door. This sentence, the clause that recognizes your face tells us exactly which apartment set up I'm talking about. Another example from the dialogue was, imagine sensors that adjust window blinds automatically. Well, without this information, we wouldn't understand clearly which sensors Ali meant.
Exactamente. Las defining relative clauses, en español, cláusulas relativas definitorias, son esenciales. No usamos comas, muy importante, no usamos comas aquí, porque necesitamos esa información para entender bien la frase. No es información extra. Por ejemplo, this is the house that I love. Sin esta frase no sabemos exactamente de qué hablamos, de qué casa hablamos.
Great clarification, Aline. Now, let's see how to pronounce these clauses correctly. Typically, defining clauses flow smoothly without pauses or changes in tone. Como no tienen coma, pues diríamos, I want a flat that has automatic curtains. Ya está, lo decimos de seguido. She prefers a house that uses renewable energy, or this is the robot that makes my coffee. See, smooth and natural.
Perfect, Johnny. Thank you very much. Now, let's talk about non-defining relative clauses. These clauses add extra information. They're interesting, but not essential. Let's look at examples from our conversation. Professor Smith, who actually loves wind turbines, published a new book. Who actually loves wind turbines, is extra information about Professor Smith. We use commas around this extra information.
We can use the examples from the slide better because are from the conversation. So the one with my flat and Ali's cottage.
Let me do this. My flat, which has voice-controlled lights, is amazing. Aline's cottage, which runs on solar energy, is completely sustainable.
Qué fenomenal, ¿eh? So, es decir, con non-defining relative clauses, usamos comas porque la información no es necesaria, solo adicional. Recuerda que jamás usamos that en estas frases, ¿eh? No definitorias.
Exactly. Now, pronunciation-wise, very important. Non-defining clauses have clear pauses before and after, reflecting the commas. That's very important. Even for people like me that speak very fast, we need to pause. Let's go back to the examples we were given, yes? My flat, which has voice control lights, is amazing. Aline's cottage, which runs on solar energy, is completely sustainable. We need to mark the pause.
That's right. So let us quickly summarize the rules clearly. Yeah? I think we can get here to some of the rules.
Let's do this.
So defining clauses, essential information, no commas, uses of who, which, that, where, and when. And the pronunciation is smooth, no pause. For example, so I want a home that uses renewable energy. Non-defining clauses, extra information, commas required. The use of who, which, but never that. OK, Okay. And the pronunciation, it's with clear pauses. For example, my flat, which has voice control lights, is amazing.
Ahora estás listo para usar perfectamente estas relative clauses. Well done.
Genial. Bueno, pues yo creo que llegamos al momento de practicar. It's your turn to practice. So listen carefully. How would you say this sentence in English? Mi hermano, que siempre llega tarde, perdió el tren otra vez.
I think your brother really needs to buy a new alarm clock, Johnny.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe you're right. But seriously, listeners, write your answers in the comments below and we'll give you the correct sentences later in the podcast. So if you want to leave us a comment, please do so. Yeah? We can answer online. So, good. Let us then move. Enjoying the podcast? Well, remember that to hit that like button and subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you are listening.
Exactly. And if you want even more practice, resources, or to join our English courses, visit trainland.com and join our fantastic community.
Very good. So let us now talk then a little bit about this raising of, or the raise of this renewable energies, ¿no? El auge de estas energías limpias.
Mm-hmm.
Aline, we were just talking about renewable energies in the dialogue earlier. It's impressive, ¿no? How much they are growing recently, isn't it?
Totally. Clean energies, especially solar and wind, are becoming much more accessible and affordable. I recently read that Spain has doubled its solar energy use in just a few years.
Really? That's amazing. I think one reason is that people are now more aware of climate change and how important clean energy is.
Absolutely. Did you know Spain is one of the European leaders in wind energy production? We even export renewable energy technology to other countries.
Wow, that's impressive, Aline. But still, there are challenges, right? I have heard some people think solar panels are too expensive at first.
True. The initial costs, or in Spanish, la inversión inicial, can seem high. But in the long run, you actually save a lot of money on electricity bills. Also, there are grants, subvenciones, that help people afford them.
Very good. So interesting. And another thing is electric cars, no? I'm seeing them everywhere now. Electric vehicles are definitely becoming more popular in cities.
Yes, electric vehicles or EV are booming. Charging stations are popping up all over Spain. Plus, driving an EV helps reduce pollution in our cities, which is a big issue right now.
Do you think we'll all be driving electric cars soon?
Maybe. Countries like Norway already have more electric cars than traditional cars. I believe Spain is heading in that direction too, especially with increasing support for sustainable projects.
Well, let's hope so. Anything we can do to help the planet is great news.
Absolutely agree. Renewable energy isn't just a trend. It's essential for the future. Okay, now it's the time to answer the question we asked earlier. The sentence in Spanish was, mi hermano, quien siempre llega tarde, perdió el tren otra vez.
Okay, vamos a... and here's how you say it in English correctly. Lo vamos a poner aquí en pantalla. My brother, who always arrives late, missed the train again.
Exactly. Notice how we, Johnny, in this case, posed around the relative clause because it's non-defining. Extra information that's not essential, but interesting between commas.
Okay. But by the way, my brother really should listen to this podcast, or my sister's. Maybe she finally be on time. Okay. So
now it's your turn again. We'd love for you to create your own sentence using either a defining or non-defining relative clause. Be creative, funny, or even a bit silly if you want, but do it, please.
Yes, write your sentence in the comments below, and we're excited to read them all.
Yeah, today we've learned a lot, haven't we, Johnny?
We have, certainly. So we sure have. We talked about defining and non-defining relative clauses, practice pronunciation, discuss the rise of clean energy. Well, remember, you can improve your communication skills at work or any other setting with a free trial class at trainland.com. Pídenos una clase gratis. Lo puedes hacer con cualquiera de nuestros profes. One of our students said, for example, "It's amazing that after just a few months of learning with Trainland, I can now start communicating in international meetings with my colleagues abroad." That's amazing, huh? It's only a few months working, and now it's being able to talk with others.
I'm not surprised, knowing the good teachers there are in Trainland. Okay, let's talk about our next podcast. We have another great episode planned. We're going to explore question tags. I love them. You know what question tags are, don't you, Johnny?
I do indeed. They're really useful in conversation, aren't they?
Exactly. Don't miss it. And if you want to keep practicing, remember to visit us at trainland.com, where you will find courses, free resources, and more opportunities to improve your English.
So, friends, see you next time, everyone. Thank you, Aline.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Thank you, Johnny.